Okay, please take your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Now, I'm looking forward to brunch, are you? I'm hungry today. That'll be good. All right, Proverbs chapter 3, we'll be looking at verses 5 and 6. Two verses that I hope you have memorized. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Teenagers, this week I feel that we've had a tremendous time together. And yes, we've had fun, all the games and everything. We could consider that. But what I'm really thinking about, what tremendous time have we had together? I'm thinking about the spiritual times we've had together. I really have been thrilled with many of you and your sensitivity to the things of the Lord and the truths that we've considered together this week. I think God has really worked in hearts. And I praise him for that. He deserves all the glory. He's the one who did the work. And so I am just thrilled at some of the decisions you have made this week. And I want to give you a warning. You're about ready to go home. I want to give you a caution that if you go home with a certain mentality, a certain mindset, you are going to fall flat on your face. You are going to fail. You will stumble, you will fall, and young people, I want you to know today, Saturday morning, right before you go home, that there is a certain perspective you need to have, and it's the title of our message, it's time to trust God. It's time to trust God. Young man, you hear me, if you go home with the mentality of, I'm going to try harder, you will fail. Young lady, if you go home with the mentality of, well, I'll just be a little more determined this time. I'll just try a little more and break that habit and do what God wanted me to do when I was there at camp. I'll just try to be a little better. You will stumble and fall. You will not make it. You will fail. And so you need to understand that now it's time to trust God. It's time to trust God. So camper, will you trust God with your life and with the decisions that you made here at camp and let him control? Will you do that? Number one, I want us to notice here, well, let's read the passage first. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It's time to trust God. Number one, let's notice together the command here. Number one, the command. God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord. And as we think about that command from Almighty God for us to follow this next week, I want us to consider that God is truly the only one that can be trusted. You know, God is the only one that can be completely trusted. He does not fail. He does not change. And only God can be trusted fully. Also, I want you to think about this, that God always is requiring our complete trust. God always requires our complete trust. Psalm chapter 4, verse 5, it says, put your trust in the Lord. It says in Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him. At all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. It says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God always requires our complete trust. Do you understand, young person, that God designed the whole Christian life around that very thing? Trust, faith, dependence upon him. It's all the same there, and that's what God designed the Christian life around. Think of salvation. It's the same thing there at the beginning. To have your sins forgiven before the Almighty God the judge of the universe, you have to trust in what Jesus Christ did for you. He took your place. You depend upon what he did, not upon what you can do to be right with God. It's trusting in Jesus. And God designed the Christian life to be lived exactly the same way, trusting in the strength of God, not in what you can do, not in your determination, not in how hard you try, but trusting in God. Young people, it's time to trust God. God always requires our complete trust. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that without faith, it is impossible to please him. You see, God is pleased when people choose to trust him. Without that faith, without that decision to depend upon him, to trust in him, it's impossible to make him happy. It's impossible to please him, the Bible says. And so that is foundational to your next week. That is foundational to you gaining the victory over sin in your life, depending upon Jesus, trusting in God. God always requires our complete trust. And God is the only one in the universe who can be trusted completely. Friends will fail you. At times, mom and dad may disappoint. Maybe a pastor doesn't quite bring everything up to the expectations you had. You see, people are people. They're human. And if you put your trust in men, if you put your confidence in man, the Bible says, you'll be disappointed. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's not just talking about putting confidence in others. That can also be talking about putting confidence in yourself, because you're man, you're human. And the Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in how hard you can try. Trust in how determined you are. It is better to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 29, verse 25, it says, and whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. You want to be safe this next week? You want to live in victory? You want to please God? Then put your trust in the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. All these Bible verses are telling us this principle. It's time to trust God. And if we're going to live in victory, if we're going to be conquerors, then we must depend upon the power of Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Gang, that is fundamental to your victory. That is key. I want you to remember that verse, Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Not I can do all things through my determination to win. No. I can do all things through Christ. And it's Christ who strengthens me to do all things. And so how are you going to gain the victory? Stop depending upon yourself and start depending upon Christ. It's time to trust God. So we see the command here. God is giving you a command. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Will you obey? Will you obey? But number two, I want you to notice the caution. Number two, real simple this morning, is the caution now. It says at the end of verse 5, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And lean not unto thy own understanding. That word lean has the idea of to rely on something. Boy, if I'm resting here and I'm leaning on this pulpit, I'm relying on it that it's going to hold me up. God says, don't rely on your own understanding. Don't rely on your own efforts. Don't rely on that which you think is the way to gain the victory. You rely upon what God says is the way to gain the victory, and that's depending upon the power of Christ. The caution: don't rely on your own understanding. You see, young people, if you do that, if you go home this next week and try to do right, then you'll be trusting in your own understanding. And trusting in your own understanding will always, always, always bring regrets in the end. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." God says, those people better watch out. Woe unto them who think they know the answer, who think they are wise in their own eyes, and they have the understanding to do what it takes, the determination to do what it takes to gain the victory. Woe unto them. So don't you young people be like that. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." You know how you can walk wisely? You know what that means? The wise thing to do is to go home recognizing you can't do it, but Christ can. Christ's power is the one that brought him back to life. Christ's power is the one that healed the blind and raised the dead and cured the diseases. That's the power of Christ that did all that. And so the wise thing for you to recognize today is that you need to go home and depend upon that power, not your power. "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." God says if you walk wisely, if you recognize it's the power of Christ that's going to get me through, it's the power of Christ that gains the victory. If you walk wisely in that way, God says he will be delivered. He promises you that that's the answer. He promises you that there can be deliverance. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "We should not trust in ourselves, but in God." So, number two, I want you to hear very clearly the caution that God is trying to give you. Don't go home and lean on your own understanding. It's time to trust God. It's time to depend upon Christ and his power. Number three, I want you to see finally the covenant. Number one, the command. Number two, the caution. And then we see a covenant here, a promise that God gives us. Oh, it's a wonderful promise. I'm so thankful for verse 6. Look at it with me. It says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." What that's saying there is, in all thy ways, that's your behavior, that's your conduct, that's the way you live. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. What does that mean? What does it mean to acknowledge him? Here's my understanding of those words. It means to know his opinion. Acknowledge him. Know God's opinion about whatever the question is in life. Acknowledge him, and the way you're going to do that is to go here and find out what his opinion is. In all your ways, in every area of life, learn what God thinks about it. Learn what his opinion is. And the Bible says that when you do that, there is a promise for you that he shall direct thy paths. You see, young people, you need to understand once again this week that God's way is the best way. All the time, God's way is the best way. And if you make up your mind that whatever it is in life, I'm going to know his opinion about it. I'm going to go to this book and see what God would have to say. See what principles he's put here to guide me in my life. And then you choose to go God's way, you will find it's always the best way. Always, always the best way. Trusting in your own understanding, always regrets. Always failure. Leaning upon the Lord, depending upon the power of Christ, is always the best way. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20, and it says, "Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." It says in Psalm chapter 2, verse 12, "Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." Psalm 40, verse 4, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Jeremiah 17, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. You see, that's where you'll find the hope, friends, that you will not find it in your own efforts. You will not find it in your own determination to do right. You will find the hope in the Lord. It's time to trust God. It's time to trust God. Psalm 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. God promises for the man that trusts in him that there's going to be blessings there. There's going to be happiness. There's going to be victory for that man who chooses to depend upon the power of Christ. God's way is always the best way. And the wonderful thing about the covenant here, the promise that God gives us when we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. Choosing God's way always reveals God's path. What you don't know in the future is okay. You do what is right for today. You choose God's way now, and he will direct your paths in the future. You don't have to worry about that. You just look at what God wants you to be doing today. Remember, we talked about that back at the beginning of the week. Follow the light that God has given you now. Go home this next week and do what you know to do now. And God will lead your future. He promises to. Choosing God's way always reveals God's path. The Bible says in Psalm 9, verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 37, verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Whatever it is, friends, he'll bring it to pass. If we're depending upon him, if we're trusting in him, then he will deliver. He will give the victory. He will help us be the conquerors that he wants us to be. He will bring it to pass, the Bible says. And so I ask you, will you do the command here? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Young people, this is critical. You're going home and there's battles ahead of you. I'm telling you, it's time to trust God. You need to make up your mind now that when I go home, it's not my power that's going to get me through, it's the power of Christ. And I choose to depend upon him for the victory. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, I ask that you would take this short challenge and use it in a powerful way for these young people this coming week and the months and years ahead. Lord, help them to grasp this fundamental truth of walking with God, that it's about dependence upon the power of Christ. Lord, help them to know Philippians 4:13, to experience it this coming week. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Lord, I pray your blessings upon this group of teenagers. I thank you so much for bringing them to this place and allowing this opportunity for your truths to be put into their minds and their hearts. And Lord, I pray that you would bless them and encourage them now. Help them as they go home. It can be kind of disappointing, kind of discouraging to leave a mountaintop like this, to leave a place where you worked in their hearts. But Lord, I pray that they would be encouraged today, knowing that victory is at hand if they choose to depend upon your power. Lord, help them to see how it's time to trust God. I ask this for your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name.